This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Did you know that when you go shopping at Lowe's or other big box stores, that you're not actually in a store? You know, you're not in a retail operation where money changes hands and where there's tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars in merchandise sitting right there. That's not where you actually are. What you're standing in is a big empty building. Forget about all the employees. Forget about all the stuff that's for sale. Forget about the cash registers, because according to Lowe's and other big box dealers, that's not what's going on there. They're just saying it's just an empty store, that they're not actually generating billions of dollars for stockholders. So they want their property taxes cut in half. Sounds crazy, right? But it's a scheme that has worked in other states, and Lowe's is suing Bexar County to try and make it work here. And it's a scheme that could cut property taxes for all the retail stores here in town and shift the property tax burden more towards homeowners like you. We're talking about that this afternoon. We invite you into our conversation. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. Tell us what you see when you go into a Lowe's. Do you see an empty building, or do you see an actual store? And if you think they should be taxed like a store. We're joined by Ben Grizel. He's the Chief Financial Officer for the City of San Antonio, and Mary Kike, she is the Deputy Chief Appraiser for the Bexar County Appraisal District. And Mary, did I get it wrong? Is that what they're telling us? Is that what Lowe's is telling us?
In essence, that's what they're telling us. Without getting too far into the weeds, property taxes are paid based on appraisals. Appraisal is based on theory. The theory is that you have to determine what a property would sell for. What Lowe's is contending is that the only properties that we can use as comparables to determine what they would sell for are dead stores, stores that were closed and have now moved on to some other use or have sat vacant for a very long time. And their contention is that that's the only way to determine the fee simple value of a property.
We did contact Lowe's, and we got a statement from them. We invited them to be on a program to help us understand this logic. And we're going to post the entire statement on our website at tpr.org, but we're just going to be able to read part of it right now. And it goes as follows. We're not appealing payment of taxes. It's always been our intention to pay our fair share of taxes. In fact, we pay our taxes at the time that they're due, then appeal after the fact if we disagree with the way our tax liability was calculated. What's in dispute is the assessed value of our property. Property taxes are typically based on the value of the building and land, not the business operating inside a building. To determine an appropriate market value, Lowe's goes through a process every year to review property tax value. We often hire independent appraisers to look at comparable property in the area where the stores are located. So let me ask you, Ben Grizel, Chief Financial Officer for the City of San Antonio, if this were to happen, if they were able to cut their property tax values in half, and not just Lowe's, but it would be all the other retailers that would follow suit, they would be able to say, we want the Lowe's deal, and they would get it right away. What would that mean for revenues generated for the City of San Antonio?
So one of the things we did when this first came up was we asked the Bexar Appraisal District if this concept was successful here in Bexar County, what could be the impact to just for San Antonio? And what they gave us was, you know, because of the way the Texas Property Tax Code talks about equal and uniform application of this particular concept, that we could be looking at loss of about half of the commercial tax roll over the next 4 or 5 years. And if we convert that into tax dollars, we're talking about roughly $275 million over the next 5 years.
And what percentage of the property tax revenue is that?
I don't know the percentage off the top of my head, but just to give you an idea,
yeah,
this year, ballpark, we're collecting about $500 million in taxes.
So
this is a significant, significant portion.
Okay. And Mary, let me ask you, you're the Deputy Chief Appraiser for Bexar County Appraisal District. And their argument that we're hearing from Lowe's is that they shouldn't be taxed on the business operating inside the business, just the business, the building itself, right?
And that's correct. We don't value the business. That's a separate entity.
So you're not looking at them to see, well, this is the Halloween store. They do business once a year. You know, it's not the best business in the world, but it's good during Halloween. But Lowe's, which is, you know, high volume store, 24/7, you know, you don't weigh that.
No, that doesn't have anything to do with our calculation. What we determine is, in order to do an appraisal and to find comparables, you have to look at what's the highest and best use of this property. That's the first step of any appraisal. Once you've determined highest and best use, most people would say continued operation as a home improvement store. So we value it as a home improvement store and assume that it's capable of generating a certain amount of rent and would have a certain amount of expenses. It has nothing to do with the sales within the building itself. It has to do with, if I owned the building and leased it to Lowe's, what would they pay me in rent?
So they make this argument and they say, we want our taxes cut, and they have this we're an empty building, not a real store. Give us taxes for that. You know, people make claims all the time. Why is this credible?
It really isn't credible. The problem is that Lowe's expanded too fast in right before the downturn in 2008, 9, 10. They got into some trouble in some properties in Michigan, for example, that was depopulating at the time. Those people were moving to San Antonio, frankly. And so because there were some big boxes sitting empty there, they were able to convince a tax tribunal in Michigan that this idea made some sense. And now they're kind of trying to go across the country and sell this argument.
So it worked in Michigan.
Yes, and they've had some luck in Indiana and some other places. I think there's...
I mean, that sounds like enough to make you nervous.
It makes me very nervous. And because they are deep-pocketed and can push appraisal districts, which are not big agencies, to the point of having to spend a lot of money, a lot of appraisal districts are simply giving up and, you know, coming to some kind of agreement to lower their values.
Ben Gorzel, over at the City of San Antonio, the Chief Financial Officer for the city... are you nervous? Does this make
sure,
you nervous?
We're concerned. I mean, when the Bear Appraisal District brought this to us a couple months ago and made us aware of this, we're definitely concerned. I mentioned the potential impact that we got from them in terms of a dollar value going forward. So, yeah, we're concerned.
What would this mean for homeowners? I mean, can we take the same deal?
Hey, let me answer that. Ross Ramsey put out an article in the Tribune a couple of days ago in which he talked about the legislature trying to blame school officials for high property taxes, and he referred to it as kind of a waterbed effect. If you push on one side, that side goes down, but the other side comes up. That's what would happen to homeowners. Their property taxes would go up as a result of commercial values going down.
So the burden would shift more to the middle class and to homeowners and away from big corporations with their giant fat profit line. All right, we're going to continue our conversation. We want to see what you have to say about this, listeners. Would you think that the city should and the county should fight this tooth and nail? Give us a call, 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. The Source continues after this. The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The thing about taxes is everyone is supposed to pay their fair share, but retailers like Lowe's are trying to duck their taxes by using the dark store loophole. This is something that could shift the tax burden away from corporations and onto homeowners. We're talking about that this afternoon. We're joined by Ben Gorzel, the Chief Financial Officer for the City of San Antonio, and Mary Kike, the Deputy Chief Appraiser for the Bexar County Appraisal District. And our phone lines are open. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And Jeannie is on the line. And Jeannie, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello. My concern is y'all are taxing places like that and you're worried about hurting the homeowners. Why can't we tax churches? They have become a money-making, profiting business, and there's one on every corner, and you don't put money in the collection plate anymore. You have to cut them an allotment to be able to, you know, attend a church. And so why can't we tax churches, because they are no longer running for the poor.
Okay. Jeannie, thank you for that. And Mary, you want to answer that?
Yes. The Texas legislature has very specific guidelines as to what kinds of properties are exempt from taxation, and included among them are schools and churches and public
and nonprofits.
Certain nonprofits, not all nonprofits.
Okay. So that's not really germane to what we're talking about here, but, you know, that does happen. Well, let me ask you, Ben Gorzel, over at the Chief Financial Officer at the City of San Antonio, what are some ways, how would this impact the budget for the City of San Antonio if this were to become a reality?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, as we got the projections from Bear Appraisal District, the number's pretty significant. So how we use property taxes, twofold. One, it goes into our general fund to provide basic city services, police, fire, street maintenance, libraries, parks. The other is to support our bond program. So if we were to begin to see substantial losses on the commercial side of the tax roll, there would be an impact on services, and or we would have to look at potentially trying to address that tax shortfall.
So this is a significant threat. This is an existential threat to many of the services that a city provides.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Lou is called in. And Lou, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I always like to hear your comments and your program, but I am so fed up. And I think the majority of us middle class people are fed up. I have so many friends that are working two jobs just to keep their head above water. And the thing is, okay, well, you know what? When I go off to work, my house is empty. Can I get that same loophole?
All right, Lou, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And Mary, can she?
No.
Okay. She doesn't qualify.
Well,
it shows, you know, when you're a big corporation, or even if you got one of these million-dollar mansions, you can fight your property taxes, and they're not paying the same sort of value per square foot as a middle-class homeowner is.
That's absolutely correct.
The game is rigged. We keep hearing about how everything's rigged these days. Well, this is rigged against the middle class.
It is, because it's expensive to litigate, and deep-pocketed people can litigate at great length, and they can essentially force appraisal districts, which, once again, are not big agencies, to settle, just because they can cause us to spend enough money to where we can't pay our own lawyers, much less the fact that if we lose, we owe the other side's attorney's fees.
Are there any big corporations here in Bexar County that are very good at fighting these types of appraisals?
Valero would be the best.
What makes you say that?
They sue on every single property every single year. They've done some things with their refineries in some smaller districts. They also are more aggressive. A whole lot of people sue. We have $30 billion in open litigation right now, but some people simply file litigation in order to force the appraisal district to come to the table and negotiate with them. Some people push us all the way to the courthouse and cause us to spend a lot of money.
And that's what's going on right now with Lowe's. Y'all were already supposed to be in court on this, right?
Yes, on October 17th, we were supposed to go to trial.
And what happened?
We ended up going to a non-binding arbitration, which is something the legislature created a few sessions ago that doesn't really mean anything, but it does cause the appraisal district to spend a lot of money on our own attorneys and experts.
Is that a strategy? From Lowe's?
I think it's absolutely a strategy from Lowe's.
Just to make you spend more and more money and maybe try and just beat you in a submission?
Sure, it doubles our costs.
So you mentioned the legislature, and so Ben Gorzel, is there a legislative option for something like this?
We are exploring some of those options. Mary mentioned to you earlier where some states have, where some of this dark store concept has been successful in some other states. They have been looking at, and some have enacted legislative changes. So we are reviewing those, exploring those to see if there's an opportunity for us to do something in the legislature as well.
Okay, back to the phones with Fernando. Fernando, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I think we need social action, and I think people need to boycott businesses because they're working against their own livelihood. And I know I've done that for other issues, and I know that one of them is Lowe's. But I think that, you know, something's going to have to give. I'm part of the middle class, and I might be a lone wolf at times, but I think that over time, I think you've seen certain movements happen, especially against, like, our banking institutions. And I'm just hoping that happens because something needs to happen on the grassroots level.
But, Fernando, I mean, to have a boycott that's effective, you need to spread the word, and you need to organize. How's that going to work?
Right. No, I completely agree with you. And I started with my own community by letting people know through our neighborhood association. And I know that there's been other causes that I've been involved in. But I think that legislation, again, people pushing for legislation is another social act that people can put pressure on their elected officials. That's very, very important.
Put pressure on your elected officials. And right now we're at the key time where people could do that because early voting is now underway. Fernando, thank you for your call. Let me switch over to Linda. Linda, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes. Well, I'm just fed up with these large corporations who obviously come to San Antonio because of our population size and our growth and our consumerism, that we are making them a profit by buying at their store, yet they are not they are not grateful to us for that. They want to turn around and get more by causing us to have to pay the property taxes that they don't want to pay.
All right, Linda, thank you for your call. Appreciate that. So, Ben, stores like these big box stores, we've heard lots of stories about Walmart. They would benefit from this if Lowe's were to win their case. Do they take up a lot of city services?
Well, certainly the corporations, just like everyone else here in San Antonio, use city services, whether that be police or fire or...
I go to Walmart and I see police and fire there all the time. I mean, you know, people have seizures while at Walmart. Walmart uses police to act as security and shoplifting control.
So essentially, the property taxes go into the general fund, and that's where we provide a lot of the basic city services to the city as a whole, residential and commercial, police, fire, streets, libraries, parks, all of that. So that's an important funding stream for us.
Another caller, Robert, is on the line. Hi, Robert. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. This is a scheme of moving the 1% has become the 1%, and they own more than 70% of the wealth of this country by being able to do schemes just like this one. They lower the tax on themselves. They shift the tax burden to the middle and low, and then they can get an accumulation of wealth. This is not just Lowe's. This is the Marriott. This is the Hilton. This is all the other 1%ers that take the money, by the way, out of the community. They don't take their profits and put them back into San Antonio. They take them way out of our community and into another state. Okay. And they've succeeded with, just as an example, Boeing Corporation has pushed the state of Washington into a blackmail, if you will, by threatening to extract.
Right, in order to keep the business there and not move out. Robert, thank you for the call. But let me ask you about that, Mary, about how hotels, would they also qualify for this?
Oh, absolutely. Hotels are among the most aggressive litigants that we face, along with apartment complexes. And this isn't only Lowe's. I mean, Walmart is doing this, CVS, Walgreens, Target, across the nation. There is, by the way, an excellent video put out by a PBS station in Michigan that addressed something called the Bright Store Theory, where people got together who operated hardware stores or something, I can't remember exactly, and said, we're not going to do this. We don't expect people to come and trade with us simply because we're not doing this. We just think it's the right thing to do, to not assert this.
So there are some good corporate citizens out there.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to Joey. He's called in. Joey, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello. I'm wondering, why is it a problem if businesses don't pay taxes, if they're going to take advantage of something that, you know, is pretty cool for them? I mean, if they've worked hard to create these successful businesses, I mean, life's not always fair, and, you know, why can't they benefit for being so accomplished?
Do you own a home, Joey?
Yes.
And so you'd be fine paying more for your property taxes so that a corporation could pay less?
Well, the thing is that I hear that the middle class struggles a lot, but my family has always taught me not to, like, make a lot of payments. For example, I bought a home that was real cheap, and my payments are very low, and I don't owe car payments. I buy used cars.
So you're fine with that then? You like to pay more taxes for you and other homeowners so corporations could pay less?
Well, the way I see it is, I mean, I want to get that spot too one day. I mean, you know, it might not be fair, but I can work hard and hopefully eventually get to where I can be a successful business and not have to do it. I really don't mind. It doesn't seem to affect me.
Good luck with that, Joey. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. And so, Mary, what do you think about Joey's comments?
Well, the real issue is not so much that these people are doing something that they shouldn't be doing. It's just that in order to file litigation against an appraisal district, you have to be a really wealthy corporation. And the legislature passes things like...
But like, what if you're a small business?
Right.
Okay, you're just a mom-and-pop small business and you're struggling. Are you going to qualify for this?
Well, you might, but the reality is you can't afford to pay your lawyers enough to file suit against us and to become knowledgeable about the property tax system in order to beat us in court.
Okay. All right. So where do we go from here? You are fighting this. You said you were going into forced arbitration, but it's non-binding. What happens after that?
Well, the next thing that happens is that there is a trial setting in Harris County in February, and we are hoping they take their dog and pony show to Harris County and try it there because we can't afford it.
Okay, so you want them to you wouldn't work together to...
We do. We used one of Harris County's lawyers at our arbitration.
But there have been other counties as well, Hunt and Taylor, and are they still in it?
I think so. I know Travis and Williamson and Harris are still in it. I don't know about the others.
Okay, we'll keep our listeners up to date on this developing story because this is going to impact them directly. I want to thank both of our guests, Ben Gorzel. He's the Chief Financial Officer for the City of San Antonio. Mary Kike is the Deputy Chief Appraiser for Bexar County Appraisal District. There's more information on our website at tpr.org. We'll be back after the NPR news break.